Thank you for tuning in today. And when we left off last time, I gave you a very short assignment. And so for those of you who did it, I ask, what did you find? The invitation was for you to read Matthew's Gospel at chapter 26 and verses 67 and 68. That is just two verses in Matthew 26, and I asked you to do this as you read these two verses. Circle words that indicate Jesus was humiliated. Circle anything that indicates the council was humiliating the Christ. So how about it? What did you circle in your Bible? Let's do this. I have my Bible here with me, and I'm going to read this text and then tell you what I have circled. Let's see how it compares to what you have. Ready? I am reading now Matthew chapter 26 and verses 67 and 68, and I read from the New American Standard Bible, the NASB. Then they spat in his face and beat him with their fists, and others slapped him and said, "Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is the one who hit you?" I have circled the words spat, beat, fists, slapped, prophesy, and hit. That's six words. Did you have these? I'll give them to you again and then discuss these today on God Is. This passage describes how Jesus Christ was treated at the end of one of his trials. And the text says the Jewish religious leadership spat, beat, with their fists, slapped, said prophesy, and hit the Lord. I trust you had these circled or will now have these words circled in your Bible as we proceed. Our Bibles are meant to be understood, studied, and part of that is to write in them. Highlight, underline, circle, make notes along the margins. If you see my Bible, I have notes all throughout it. And I hope that you do too, because that reflects a Bible that is being studied, digested, and understood. Let's take a closer look at this now, the way they humiliated Christ Jesus. The first action word we have is spat. Unbelievably, for those of us who love Jesus, the Jews here spat in his face. And I want to make sure you catch this. The Bible says, then they spat in his face. They spat not at the ground near where Jesus stood. No, they spat directly in his face. And this was even more offensive than it sounds. Spitting in someone's face was the supreme insult in Jewish culture. Certain texts in the Old Testament make this clear. If you want to read about this, check out Numbers 12 and Deuteronomy 25. That's Numbers 12 and Deuteronomy 25. Now that's the spitting in one's face of one Jew to another. But what do we have here? Total humiliation of God's only Son. God himself in human flesh, the sinless one, is subjected to a sinner's saliva tossed in his face. I dare say that if someone spat in your face today, you would be highly offended. And then if a crowd of people stood around you laughing and mocking you and making a spectacle of you, wouldn't you feel humiliated? Wouldn't you want to run and hide? The one who is to be honored is instead here humiliated. And you say, well, I wouldn't take it. I would retaliate, spit back, or I'd haul off and punch this guy right in the nose. Well, fair enough. But Jesus does not do that. He just takes it. Spit, saliva dripping down Christ's face. Next, we have two words that go together. The Bible says they beat him with their fists. Here then comes the punches. They are just beating on the body of the Lord. And notice the emphasis on fists. This was not sort of pushing against someone. No, they actually curled their fingers toward the palms of their hands, formed fists, and beat Jesus. This is boxing without the gloves. This is hand combat. This is treating the Lord as a punching bag. They hate him, and they are translating the emotion of hate into action. These are prominent Jewish religious leaders beating up the Son of God. They used their hands in combat against a totally innocent man who loved them and left heaven to come down and redeem them from their sin. But they reject him and refuse him and give him good hard roundabouts right in the face. Here I want to interject something remarkable about the Lord. Of course, every time I talk about him, I point out the remarkable because Jesus is extraordinary. But notice, please, that Jesus again just takes it. He does not hit back. Apparently, he doesn't defend himself in any way. And this proves again the integrity of Jesus. He practices what he preaches. Back in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 39, Jesus taught us all about retaliation. And do you remember what he said? Here are the words of Jesus in Matthew 5 verse 39. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. He taught it, and then he did it. Here they are beating him with their fists, and he does not defend himself, nor does he retaliate. We must learn of Jesus. He's our master teacher. Apply this to your life, dear friend. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 39. Please read it and apply it. And the supposed godly religious leaders then continue to humiliate the Christ by slapping him. That is our fourth word found in the text, slapped. It's like they just line up one after another, and Jesus takes quite a beating. Getting punched hurts badly, but have you ever been slapped clear across the face? That's not easy to take either. I have a younger brother, and when we were kids, man, could we fight. If you have boys in your home, then you know they can be vicious when they disagree, bodily, physically, lashing out. Do not worry too much about this, parents or grandparents. My brother and I get along great now, but I can well remember some vicious slaps I took right across my grid. Getting slapped. It stung. It hurt. I was sore. And yes, I was not so innocent either. I got him good a time or two as well. Well, that was just two young boys growing up together. But in Matthew 26, we find Jesus meeting the hatred of the Sanhedrin, and they slapped him clear across the face. And then we have our next word, prophesy. This comes via taunt. Matthew 26, verse 68 says, "And they said, prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is the one who hit you?" In other words, hey, Jesus, if you really are the Son of God, if you really are able to tell the future, to foretell what is going to happen, to prophesy, then can you hear the mockery in their voices? Tell us, who is the one who hit you? That tone is treating Christ with humiliation, and Jesus remains silent. And of course, his silence only further infuriates them. Jesus said nothing, not because he is not a prophet. Christ Jesus is a prophet, but he resists their taunts because he has nothing more to prove to his enemies. He knows what they are doing to him. And here we need to consult with Luke's gospel. Come with me to Luke 22 and verse 63. This is a parallel account to the one we are reading in Matthew. Luke 22 verses 63 through 65 says, "Now the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking him and beating him, and they blindfolded him and were asking him, saying, prophesy, who is the one who hit you? And they were saying many other things against him, blaspheming." So Luke adds this important detail. They first blindfolded Jesus, and they played a game with him. To add to their mockery of his ability to prophesy, they now cover his eyes and say, "Tell us, who is the one who hit you?" A game similar to pin the tail on the donkey was played with none other than the Son of God. Putting Luke and Matthew together tells us how reprehensible this behavior of the religious people was and is. Notice how Luke says they were blaspheming Jesus. Blasphemous is what these wicked men were. They made slanderous accusations and actions against Jesus, who is God. And I want to give you what I think is an intriguing insight here. At the same exact time these men accused Jesus of being a false prophet, who cannot even tell who is hitting him, Peter is denying the Christ, which is exactly what Christ correctly, accurately prophesied. Verse 68 of Matthew 26 says, "Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is the one who hit you?" And the very next verse, verse 69, kicks off the denials of Peter before the rooster crowed. If you'll read Matthew 26, verses 69 through 75, you will see Christ's prophecy for Peter fulfilled in exact detail. I repeat, in exact detail. As with all of the other prophecies of Jesus Christ, they have either already been fulfilled with precision or they will be. You can count on Christ. And yet the council mocks him, taunts him, spat on him, beat him, used their fist to punch him, slapped him, mocked him as a prophet, and hit him. This is our last word, by the way, hit. They hit the Lord. And as we move forward in this story of the crucifixion, we will continue to see the humiliation of Christ. Matthew chapter 27 will give us much more. Today we leave Matthew chapter 26. And as we do, Jesus is humiliated. If today you love Jesus Christ, then you are highly offended. I know it is easy to read these passages in our Bibles quickly and even carelessly. Maybe you're reading the Bible in a year, or you follow a devotional book, or maybe your pastor or priest referred to this story in Sunday sermon or homily. But you just kind of listen to it, but do not really hear it. You're busy. You have a lot going on. It's the Easter season, so you're used to hearing a lot about the end of Christ's life this time of year at church, in your small group, at the Bible study, the Mass, or wherever, on the radio. But has this impacted you? This is Jesus Christ we're talking about here. This is the beloved Son of God. This is Lord of all. This is the Messiah. This is He. And yet, take it in and let it impact you. This is how Jesus was treated on your behalf. How do you respond to this? I pray this hits your soul today, and that somehow, however the Holy Spirit intends, the humiliated Jesus, now exalted, will transform you. Join me again tomorrow, for God is.